the fuck over yourself. I've been saying that since long before I ever started this podcast show, definitely from season 10. Actually, I think I'm still posting everything under season 10, but really, who gives a fuck? I could change it later, right? Nobody noticed that, and I still just have to point it out. Also, I may as well just point it out for fuck's sake. If you have never watched my YouTube video, today would be the day to do that because I look creepy as fuck. Like I'm recording in a deep, dark dungeon basement with a little tiny light, hat and everything. Very incognito. I have like this weird, I don't know if it's a weather headache, whatever it is, but the light is far beyond what I can stand today. So I have turned off every possible light, and the one that I have to keep on my computer and the light in the back behind me are very dim, so I have a hat to cover whatever else is there. So it's I definitely look ridiculous, which is one of those I'm gonna take my own advice today and say get the fuck over yourself. I wasn't gonna record, and then I'm like scratch the video, and then the worst part, you guys, I recorded half of this show without pressing record. I just had to walk away for a good 20 minutes to recalibrate, to just get my shit together. So that's what's going on today. But get the fuck over yourself. Let's kind of unpack what I mean by that today, because I think, you guys kind of hear it as a punchline, and you miss that it is really genuinely the most loving thing I know how to say to you. Me hearing someone, it was Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V. I heard him say that a long time ago, and it woke me up on so many levels, just completely shook me awake, where I, the entitled part of me, all of the excuses, it was just like, get the fuck over yourself. That's not part of the mission. And the crazy thing is like stewarding my life, my relationship with Christ, and reading the scripture, Bible says the same thing, just not so abrasive. Okay, not with the big decorative colorful words, but it definitely says the same thing. And you guys, it's you're not special in the way that you think you're special. And that's not an insult. I mean that the very specific shit that you're stuck in, your excuses, the waiting, the fear, the perfectionism, the comparison, like the whole fucking catalog of tired, none of it's original. Every single person who ever built something real walked through the same shit that you're currently standing in. At some point, they just made a fucking decision that you haven't made yet. They decided their own discomfort was not gonna be the main character of their life anymore. And to me, that is what get the fuck over yourself truly means. Like, stop making your fear, your hurt feelings, your bruised ego, your need for everything to feel perfect before you move. Like, stop making all of that the center of the fucking story. The world does not revolve around your hesitation, and the people who need what you have, they don't give a shit about the reason you're not delivering it. They don't care. So, with all the love, get the fuck over yourself and let's get into today's show. Welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. Even if you're watching the video, it's still me. This isn't some weird AI thing. I don't have a stand-in. I don't have a body double. Trust me, I wish I did because I just fucking spent 20 minutes recording a show without hitting record. That's a rookie mistake, y'all. I've joked about that for a long time, haven't done it for quite some time, but I actually, it's here we are. Anyway, Brandon Lynette, Voice Authority Podcast Coach, your mess is your message, your potential is your purpose. So let's help you get the fuck over yourself so we can go build some shit, okay? I've watched the same people in my orbit circle, the same excuses for a long time. And like I love these people so much that I just don't even nod along anymore. Because the excuses are not new information. They're just not new. I've heard them before. I'm sure you've heard them before. We've all said some version of them to ourselves in the mirror at some point. This episode is the one where we're going to stop coddling our own feelings long enough to actually make a move. Before we go in, you guys know I'm going to talk about Super Patch. Let's do Liberty today because getting over yourself takes actual physical energy. It takes strength to push through the discomfort instead of around it. Liberty is going to support your strength, your energy, your balance, your recovery. The body is doing what the moment requires instead of giving you one more excuse to sit this out. These are all drug-free, made in the United States of America. It's vibrotactile technology, and it works directly through your nervous system. I always keep the link in the show notes. Yeah. You know, you're not the first person that this has happened to. Whatever this is, whatever's been stopping you, it's not unique to you. I yawn when I hear someone complain about the fear of being seen, because every single person who ever built a platform felt that. Or the fear of failing publicly. Every entrepreneur who launched anything felt that. And the grief that feels like it should disqualify you from joy. Millions of people have carried exactly that grief and built extraordinary things while still carrying it. You know, the trauma that feels like the reason you can't start. There are people with worse fucking trauma than yours who started anyway, and people with less trauma than yours who are still sitting on the couch making excuses. And I'm not saying that your pain is not valid. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying that it's not special enough to be the reason you stop building. Pain is the price of admission of being a human being who is paying attention. Everybody pays that price. The question was never whether you would have pain. The question is whether you're going to let it run the show indefinitely. And you've been treating this obstacle like it's the one exception to every principle of growth that's ever worked for anyone else. You act like the rules apply to you or to everyone but you, because your situation is somehow way more complicated. It's way more painful. It's more legitimately impossible than everyone else's situation. And y'all, I've worked with and coached a lot of people. I promise you, every single one of them believe that about their own circumstance at some point, and every single one of them who actually built something had to get over believing it. You're not the exception. You're not too broken. You're not too late. You're not too traumatized or too unqualified, too tired, too busy, too scared in a way that no one's ever had to push through. You're a person with an excuse that feels all right from the inside and looks exactly like everyone else's bullshit excuse from the outside. That's why I say get over yourself. You are not that special. And that's really good news because it means the same thing that worked for everyone else that got over themselves, it's available to you. And there's something actually happening with your brain and your nervous system in the situation. When you indulge yourself in the excuse instead of moving through it, because once you see the mechanism of how this works, you stop respecting it so much. Like your brain runs on a basic principle of conserving energy. So at its core, your brain is lazy in the most literal biological sense, and we know how incredible the brain is. So this is not because the brain is weak, but it's because energy conservation kept our ancestors alive. The brain will always default to the path that requires the least output unless something forces it to do otherwise. So staying stuck, staying in the familiar story, staying in the identity of someone who has legitimate reasons not to act, that costs your brain almost nothing. It's just a well-worn groove. It is the default mode network. It is the path of least resistance. It's comfortable precisely because it requires no new writing. You don't have to think about it. It's just automatic now. Building something new, moving through fear, taking the action that the old identity says is impossible, that requires the brain to do the real work. New neural connections. It requires the new patterns, energy expenditure the brain would rather avoid if it can talk you out of it. Okay. So your brain generates excuses. And it's not malicious. It's efficient. And it's doing its job, which is keeping you in the cheapest possible state. And the nervous system comes in and makes it physical in your body instead of just mental. So every time you rehearse the excuse out loud or internally, your body responds as if the excuse is a threat assessment rather than a story. So the nervous system reads, I cannot do this because of what happened to me, as an actual danger information. That's the data. And it produces the corresponding stress response, tight chest, shallow breath, heaviness that makes, staying feel not just easier, but safer. So your body is colluding with your brain to keep you exactly where you are. Because where you are, at least you know you can survive. The unknown has not been tested yet. And that's why getting over yourself is not just a mindset shift. It requires you to act through the physical discomfort your nervous system's generating in real time. The discomfort is not a sign that you're doing something wrong. It's the sign that you're doing something your nervous system isn't logged yet as safe. You just don't have enough data. And the only way it's going to get logged safe is by doing it and surviving it. Not by waiting until it stops feeling uncomfortable, because the discomfort decreases after the action, not before. I feel like you guys know that. You probably said it for me before I said it. Neuroplasticity means every single time that you choose the action over the excuse, you're building a new pathway that says, this is survivable. This is who the fuck I am now. This is what I do. The brain that's been running the excuse pathway for years can build a new one. It just requires you to stop respecting the old story enough to keep feeding it. If you picture, let's see, picture a kid who refuses to get in the pool because the water is cold. That's weird, because I don't think I've ever met a kid who won't get in cold water. I live in Lake Michigan. My kids have been in the water for 2 weeks already, and it's freezing. But anyway, if you think about that, every single time the kid stands at the edge, toes barely touching the water, going on and on about how cold it is, how they're not ready, how maybe later when the sun warms it up a little more, every single time the kid is too cautious to get in, stays cold and miserable standing at the edge for longer than the kid who just jumped in will ever feel. And what actually happens when you jump into cold water, I know you guys have probably done this, it's sharp for about 4 seconds. It's genuinely uncomfortable, and your body gasps, and then it adjusts. Within 30 seconds, the water that felt unbearable feels completely normal. And then you're swimming, you're having fun, you're doing the thing the whole point of being at the pool was for in the first place. The kid standing at the edge, dreading the cold experience, is more total discomfort than the kid who just jumped in, because the kid at the edge is marinating in the anticipation of the cold for the entire time they refuse to get in. They're anticipating discomfort. It turns out as its own form of suffering, and it's usually worse and it lasts longer than the actual discomfort itself. So that's you standing at the edge of your own life for longer than the actual discomfort would have lasted if you just jumped. The 4 seconds of sharp cold that you're avoiding is nothing compared to the years you have spent standing on the edge dreading it. Just jump in. The water will adjust faster than your fear told you it would. And who would I be if I let culture off the hook here? Because there is a profit in keeping you marinating at the edge of the pool instead of just jumping in. The self-help industry has built an entire economy on the idea that you need to heal more. You need to process more, understand yourself more deeply before you're ready to act. And to be clear, yes, healing matters, real work matters. But there is a version of this industry that has figured out it makes more money keeping you in perpetual preparation than it would if you actually got your shit together and stopped needing their products, if you just got over yourself. An entire generation's been taught to treat self-empowerment as an identity rather than a tool. and identities do not finish. Tools get used and put away. The industry needs you using the tool forever, which means it needs you to never quite feel ready. We know social media, it's rewarding the performance of struggle more than the demonstration of action. A post about your healing journey gets engagement. A post about the actual uncomfortable thing you did today with no caption explaining your trauma first gets less. So the incentive structure, it trains you to keep narrating the struggle because the narration is what's getting rewarded. While the actual doing happens quietly off camera and earns you nothing in the algorithm's eyes, you have been incentivized to talk about getting over yourself more than you will ever be incentivized to actually do it. And frankly, the people around you who are comfortable with the current version of you, I mean, they also benefit from all of your excuses. A person who finally gets over themselves and builds something real is a disruptor to the comfort of everyone around them who's gotten used to the small version. Nobody, they're not going to tell you that out loud either. They're not going to be like, your growth is making me really uncomfortable. But it is just really an unconscious investment in they have this desire for you to stay exactly where you are because where you are doesn't require them to question or change anything about how they can relate to you. None of these systems are going to be the ones to tell you to get over yourself. That instruction has to come from somewhere that doesn't profit from your stuckness. It's coming from me right now. Bitch, I'm not profiting from you staying stuck. It doesn't affect me in any way. My profits come from the side of you building the shit, okay? How many moments, how many times in my life have I had to get over myself over and over that? I'm sure there's like a super embarrassing time, a season where I had a clear next step and treating my own hurt feelings about an unrelated situation as, you know, I'd been wounded by something completely separate from my work. And I let it bleed onto every area of my life as an excuse. And there's times I can't show up. I tell myself I can't show up because I'm still healing from all that other shit. As if healing and building had to happen at some required sequence, one fully complete before the other could begin. Bitch, if we waited for me to be healed from everything, current, past, future, I would never have a show. I would never take action. Ever, never, ever, ever. And there's lessons coming at me from left and right of things that I can grow and work on and heal. It's going to be a forever process. Yeah, we use real pain as a cover for fear that had nothing to do with the pain. The wound is real, but the reasons we hide behind it, it's not actually about the wound. It's about being scared of the next step, regardless of the wound, regardless of whether it even happened. And it's, you guys, the pain is real. But it's also becoming a really convenient excuse. And just sit with that without being defensive, because you're going to see I'm right. I can't wait to heal before I build, and neither can you. It's time that we all stop hiding behind the healing because building is scarier than the pain we have already become comfortable carrying. I get that. Let's get the fuck over ourselves. Not by pretending the pain isn't real, but by refusing to let it keep doing its job it's never actually doing, which is protecting us from the next step. The pain and the next step had never actually been connected. It's just that we continue to connect them because it's convenient and it feels good. So I want you today to check whether your pain is genuinely in the way or whether it's become a convenient explanation for a fear that was never actually about the pain at all. Someone on my interview show, this guy, I might have already brought him up, but he spent 2 years not starting his business because he kept saying he needed to learn more first. I do think I talked about it, but we'll keep going. Two more courses, another certification, a little more research in the industry before he really felt qualified to actually launch. And he said the moment everything changed was when his mentor looked at his business plan, which was really solid. And he said, something to him that he thought was a little abrasive. And I'll just paraphrase here. You don't need more information. You need to get over yourself and find out if you're actually willing to be bad at this in public for a while. Like, are you willing to look stupid for a while? And that's the thing. It stings because it's true. We're not gathering information. We're avoiding the discomfort of being the beginner in front of people who would see you as a beginner. Research is a cover story. Actual block, that's our egos. So he launched after that conversation, because he got over the part of himself that needed to look competent before he was allowed to start. And maybe you need to hear that today. Like, stop being afraid to look stupid. Nobody gives a fuck. I look stupid every single day, y'all. I look stupid recording this podcast right now. Willing to look stupid. I just started a Substack. It's lonely over there. It looks stupid. I'm building a YouTube channel that hasn't grown past 264 people in like 4 months. I look stupid. Don't care. Don't care. We're gonna do it. But you understand that rough start will pass. I started TikTok with zero followers. I started Instagram with zero followers. I started Facebook with zero followers. Look stupid every single time. Launching, relaunching business, looking stupid. Let's go. Are you just protecting your ego from being a beginner? I think that's what you're doing. Otherwise, what? Why? Tell me. If you don't need to get over yourself, what do you need to do? There's a story about a fig tree that Jesus curses in the Bible. He's walking, he's hungry, he sees a fig tree in leaf, and he goes to it expecting fruit and finds nothing but leaves, okay? And he says, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And the tree withers. People get uncomfortable with the story because it seems harsh for a tree to be cursed for not having fruit out of season. But the detail that matters is the leaves. A fig tree in leaf is a tree that should have fruit. The leaves were the promise. The tree looked from a distance like it was producing, but up close, it was all appearance and no substance. I think about that story now when people are telling me all about the work they've been doing on themselves and they're still not producing anything in the actual world. Like, you're all leaves and no fruit. Oh, Brandon, I finally started journaling. You've been telling me for 4 years to journal. I'm doing it. Talk therapy. Again, I'm very indifferent about that. Cool. Working with the coach, getting the courses, the constant processing, the public narration of growth, all of it can be real leaves on a real tree, and none of it is the same as fruit. Fruit's the thing that exists in the world because you build it. Fruit is the podcast that got recorded. The business that launched, the conversation that finally happened, or the decision that finally got made. Jesus was hungry and he was not interested in the appearance of growth. He wanted the actual thing the appearance was supposed to produce. Babe, you can have all the leaves in the world and still be the tree that gets walked past because there was nothing for anyone to actually eat. Get over the part of yourself that is satisfied with looking like you're growing. Produce the fruit. What does getting over yourself truly mean? I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. You're not going to dismiss the real pain. You're not going to pretend hard things are not hard. I'm in a season of drowning for like 10 weeks now, and it's not real drowning. It's just I bit off a lot more than I can chew, and my mouth is really full right now. And you know, when you eat too much, that feeling. That little uncomfortable feeling. I'm in the arena of like, I'm not very comfortable. What am I willing to let go of? Nothing, because I'm a stubborn ass motherfucker and I want to do all things all the time, all at once. And then I'm still a full-time mom, which that's a full-time job in and of itself as a homeschool mom, still taking care of the house, still making sure there's food in our fridge, all of those things. But I'm in the arena. Not pretending I have it figured out, you guys. Not pretending I have some secret hack. Balance is bullshit. But what I will tell you is that I'm not going to refuse to let real pain or the real struggle become a permanent explanation for inaction. Especially after the pain has stopped being the actual obstacle. I have a million excuses here, and if I told you guys everything on my plate, you'd be like, wow, I understand why if she just didn't show up for a couple months. That's what it feels like. I just need a couple months just to get my bearings. No, just record the show. Produce the fruit. I don't need to look like I have my shit together. I'm gonna produce the fruit and I'm gonna look stupid doing it, and I'm okay with that. But what getting over yourself does look like is noticing the moment that your explanation starts sounding more like a script than a really fresh thought. If you keep saying the same reason over and over and over for not doing the thing more than 3 times in the last month, it stops being information. It starts being the story that you're protecting. Getting over yourself looks like jumping in the cold water instead of standing on the edge, dreading it, because the standing is always going to cost you more than the 4 seconds of actual discomfort ever would. It looks like checking whether your preparation is a real preparation or whether it's ego protection. And you're lying to yourself that it's just diligence. Genuine readiness requires action eventually. Endless preparation is usually just fear. It's just fear. Getting over yourself looks like producing fruit instead of just growing leaves. Babe, I could grow a lot of leaves right now. What's the point? Because there is no fruit if I continue to grow the leaves. The podcast is the fruit. Record your episode, post it. Do the thing that exists in the world, not just narrating the internal journey toward maybe someday of doing the thing. So today you're going to name the excuse you've used more than 3 times this month. Write it down exactly as you keep saying it to yourself or to other people. Look at it and ask yourself honestly, if is this shit actually true or is this just a comfortable story? And then I'm just going to dare you to do the cold water version. That thing you've been standing at the edge of dreading, jump the fuck in. Let it be sharp for 4 seconds, and then watch how fast it adjusts to something you can actually swim in. And produce one piece of fruit. Not another leaf. Not another round of processing or prepping or talking about it. One actual thing that exists in the world because you built it today. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. You guys know that's your assignment. And then just get the fuck over yourself. And that comes from the place in me that completely loves you, because I don't think you're broken. I don't think you're special in the way your excuses have been telling you that you are. I think you're exactly like everyone else who's ever had to walk through fear to build some shit. And I think you have more capacity for it than the story you've been telling yourself gives you credit for. We made a deal with God when we chose this. We knew the cold water was coming, but we also knew the beauty and the potential that's on the other side of it. And we knew we could remember who we are in Christ the entire time we're standing on the edge deciding whether to jump. You have stood at the edge long enough. The 4 seconds of cold are nothing compared to the years that you have spent dreading them. I would love to work with you. You guys check out my new website. Oh my God, someone has to give me some feedback. I know I just told you guys about it yesterday, but I want some feedback. So I have some amazing new things on there. I have a podcaster quiz that I think is incredible. Also got a free video up for you guys if you want to start your own podcast. I will help you do that for free. Okay. But reach out to me. Tell me what excuse you've been running on repeat. Tell me what fruit you're ready to produce. And why don't you guys just run with being better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. Okay? You guys jump and the water adjusts faster than you think.